Hippies at Bingo were talking. They were talking about the news. I can't watch TV anymore. There's too many flickers and it's full of evil. And all the commercials are mixed race. The ladies were talking about the cancer of Islam. I said, "What is that?" as I nibbled on my pulled pork. Then the man started calling out the early bird prizes. And the woman at the other table won an Alexa. She plugged it in and asked, "Alexa, who is Muhammad?" And Alexa started talking.
"The Prophet Muhammad is a very wise prophet. He taught many people how to live. He had a wife called Aisha. He lived in Saudi Arabia. The message that he gave to the people is pray to Allah. He is the only God and he gave the Holy Quran."
Isn't that amazing? I thought so. The lady said, "There's no Disneyland in Africa." And then they laughed. One of the ladies said, "The African space program." Then they started laughing some more. I didn't know what they were talking about, but everyone was so happy. So I was happy too. It's my birthday today, so I got a complimentary Dobbers. One red and one blue. I'm using the blue one now. The lady next to me said, "If this was a communist country, there wouldn't be any complimentary Dobbers." And I guess she's right, and it's true. And she said, "This is why capitalism is the best system. Because you get free Dobbers on your birthday, and all the black people are permanently trapped on the plantation because of the welfare system." Then someone called Bingo, and they won $100. But two other ladies called Bingo too. So they had to split the $100 three ways. Then this man came up to me. He was so skinny and looked like he was homeless. He looked right into my eyes. And his corneas had little white spots, probably from a disease. He said to me, "Hulk Hogan, brother, HH. Then he laughed and walked away. And as he walked away, he maintained eye contact the entire time. The ladies were talking about Coronation Street, which is my favorite show. And they said how everyone on Coronation Street is Muslim now. And they imposed Sharia law on Coronation Street. Soon they'll be having stonings and acid attacks." I didn't understand what they were talking about. But it's halftime at Bingo now. And I'm going to get some more pulled pork poutine. When I was paying the woman at the counter, she was wearing a shirt that said, "Saul Alinsky sucked his The next game is about to begin, so I better hurry back to my seat. The man who won the Alexa was playing with it again. He was asking it, "Alexa, who was Jesus Christ?" And Alexa said,
"Jesus Christ is a fictional character."
Then he threw it against the wall, and he seemed upset, because Alexa seemed to be more favorable towards the Prophet Muhammad. And he said Islam was just some vulgar ideological excrement. I don't know if that is true, but this pulled pork is simply delicious tonight. Maybe even the best pork ever. The lady across from me is from France. She was talking to us about the streets of Paris and how it has become an open sewer because of the shit-skin invaders. Shit-skin invaders. I didn't know what that was, but it doesn't sound good. She said, if the cancer of Islam is not removed from the planet, all countries will be destroyed. Oh, he almost called my number. I was so close to the jackpot. But yes, I told her that I wasn't sure, but she seemed to know what she was talking about, so I will just take her word for it. Then she said the destruction of the family, religion, marriage, morals and traditions, and self-reliance makes everyone dependent on the government. It makes people weak, confused, angry, stupid, and easier to control. The other ladies agreed, and I switched daubers from the blue one to the red one. The other lady was talking about Somalians. She made a joke about Somali hatchet. Somali hatchet? What is that? I didn't understand it, but it was nice to see all the ladies having fun. That made me feel good. Her son was with her. He is probably 23 years old. A very nice young man. He had a little button on his jacket that read, "Mohammed is a butt worm." And he was making jokes about Me Too and how they should shut their man pleasers and that they are a hate group. I didn't have any idea what any of that was about, but the ladies did, and they were saying that Me Too doesn't care about women who have been raped. It just exploits victims of sexual assault, and it weaponizes their victimization in order to attack men. That sounded exciting, like a thriller novel or something. Something fictional. I didn't know. I was still thinking about Somali hatchet. And then her son said, at his school, students are taught that if someone does well or achieves something, it's only because they have some sort of privilege, and that their achievements wasn't a result of their hard work. It was at the expense of some other repressed individual. He said he has had enough of their global homo beliefs. That's what he called it. He said his professor is a skinny Marxist Manchurian mulatto, and that mosque monkeys are infesting humanity. I don't know why he even needs to be in university. He's already a very sharp young man. He should just learn a trade instead of wasting money on studies that society doesn't need. I told him that. And he said I have the illumination from the apple bite. But I said that I didn't even have an iPhone. He said that's why. And he told me to keep bringing home the bacon. He also told me that I should fill out whatever paperwork I need in order to get some sort of firearm. He said even a 22 pistol or a single shot 12 gauge would put me light years ahead in terms of lethality than Saeem and his brick of peace. I didn't know who Saeem was, but I smiled and told him I will. He also told me to go watch Nahul abusing cats, and then he left. Such a nice boy. I have such fun at bingo. Everyone is wonderful here. Well, I didn't win anything tonight. I guess I'll go home and try my luck again tomorrow.